Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. We're entering a special time on our calendar with a singular focus on prayer. We have a tendency to pay much attention to the prayers that are unique to this season and to overlook those that we say year-round. This is a mistake. In the following excerpt from your Meiratzon, Ideas and Inspiration from the OU Women's Initiative, Dr. Rivka Blau addresses Vehu Rachum, a daily prayer with special significance this time of year.
The verse comes from Psalms, from Tehillim, chapter 78, verse 38, Ayin Ches, Lamed Ches, and here it is in its entirety. V'hu rachum b'cha peravon, v'lo yashchis, v'herbo l'shivapo, v'lo ye'ir kol chamaso, which means God, the merciful one, forgives iniquity and does not destroy. He withdraws his anger, and he does not arouse his entire wrath. This is the midpoint of Psalms, 150 Tehillim, and number 78, verse 38, is exactly the middle one of all the verses in this wonderful sefer, this wonderful book. And I think it's appropriate because all of Tehillim, all of Psalms, is about our relationship with Hashem, our relationship with God, and this particular verse about God's mercy and forgivingness is very reflective of what we see throughout the book. This psalm itself has 72 verses, and it's all about the ups and downs of our relationship with God and the relationships of the Jewish people. God does marvelous things for us. He splits the sea. He does miracles on the way to Israel. He splits the rock and gives us water. He gives us man to eat. He allows us to conquer the land. He allows us to enter the land and to eventually establish the kingship of David. And yet, what does the Jewish people do? We complain. We complain about the food. We were better off in Egypt. We sin. We rebel against God. And yet, the psalm begins with the Tehillos Hashem, with praises for God. And it ends with David as the Ro'eh Hayam, the shepherd of the people, that God will always take care of us. My chavrusa, my learning partner, Eliana Taiki, pointed out to me that really the sin of the Egel HaZahav, of making the golden calf, right after God had done so many miracles for us, is our best sign that sin can be forgiven. Because if Hashem could allow us to continue being his people, even after we behaved so badly, there will always be hope for us. Let's look at where we say this verse every day in our davening. I'll mention that we say it before Maariv. V'rachum yechaper avon comes before Maariv, before the evening prayer. We say it in Tachnun on Monday and Thursday, Yom Shein v'chamishi. And we say it every morning in Shachris, in our morning prayer. We say it right at the beginning of the Psukei Dezimra, right at the beginning of the Psalms of Praise to God that begin with Hodu Hashem. And we have this pasuk, this verse. We say it in Yehi Chavod. We were summing up all our praise for God's honor. And we go from that into Ashrei. And we say it a third time after davening Shemona Esrei, just before the Shir Shayom, just before the Psalm of the Day, Nuval Etzion, where we say it right after Kedusha, right after repeating the verses of Kadosh Kadosh. And what do we lead to each time that we say this verse? In the first instance, in the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, right after we say, Vehu Rachum Yechaper Avon, we say, Ata Hashem lo sichla rachamecha mimeni. Chastachav amitcha tamid yitzruni. You, God, will not withhold your mercy from me. Your kindness and your truth will always protect me. So that's one aspect of Vehu Rachum, that God's kindness and truth always protect us.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.